Page 21. Listening. Exercises 4A, 4B, and 4C.
Hey, sports fans, I'm Mickey Owen, and this is Mickey's Mic. My guest today is sports psychologist A.J. Pollock. A.J.'s most recent work is about the science behind sports fandom. Thanks for being here, A.J.
Thanks for having me.
A.J., like most fans, I believe the connection I have with my favorite teams is visceral. I don't analyze it, I just feel it. But you say there's science behind sports fandom.
That's right. Sports scientists have done some telling research that involves three fields of study: psychology, sociology, and physiology.
Let's start off with psychology.
Simply put, being a sports fan helps people feel better. Psychologists use terms like cathartic healing to explain that fans are happier about their own lives when they're cheering for their favorite teams. When their teams succeed, they share the success. They have higher self-esteem.
So fans are living vicariously through their teams?
We'll come back to that later. I'd like to talk about relationships first. Researchers have made correlations between how sports fans feel about their teams and how the human brain perceives relationships. When humans are in love, they have trouble distinguishing between themselves and the person they're in love with, and they stay with that person through good and bad.
Okay.
The same goes for sports fans. They stick with their teams even when they lose. Abandoning the team would be like losing a part of themselves.
I know about that. I waited forever for my team to win a championship. Moving on, what about the sociology of sports fandom?
Humans have a natural inclination toward belonging to a group. Millions of years ago, group membership was necessary for the survival of our ancestors. Today, we still want that sense of belonging. Research shows that the bond between fans results in less depression, less alienation, and less loneliness.
Watching a sporting event does build camaraderie.
Yes, and think about it. There can be thousands of spectators at a game who are total strangers, but because they're wearing the same team colors and cheering in unison, they're all members of the group.
They're all experiencing the excitement of the moment, too. Watching sports sure gets your heart racing.
That's part of the physiology of being a sports fan. Fans have a rush of adrenaline, a faster heartbeat, and a higher rate of respiration as a result of what happens in our brain while watching sports. And on a related note, there are mirror neurons.
Excuse me?
Mirror neurons are brain cells that function when we're performing an action or just watching it. They make spectators react as if they were actually athletes playing in a competition. Earlier, you asked if avid sports fans live vicariously through their teams. Mirror neurons help explain the reason why fans say things like, "We won," and why they identify so strongly with a team.
Amazing. This has been a very interesting conversation about why so many of us are hooked on sports. Thanks again, AJ.
My pleasure.